Yes, dear Springfield, and don't forget about me now, baby. Before that, the Beatles and This Boy. This Boy is Bob Moody. We're Wacky Radio.
When I found out I had scoliosis, that's curvature of the spine, I was really scared. But then I heard about Julie Bender, the gymnast. She had scoliosis and it could have ruined her athletic career. But she had surgery and went on to win all kinds of gymnastic awards. That helped me realize I could overcome scoliosis too.
Cosair Children's Hospital and the Norton Hospital offer complete services for scoliosis patients, including physical therapy, traction, bracing, casting, and surgery. In addition, Cosair Children's Hospital has been permitted to use a new technique to treat mild cases of scoliosis with electrical stimulation. If undetected or ignored, scoliosis can be life-threatening. If treated, its progress can be halted. That's why these hospitals provide this highly specialized scoliosis care. Cosair Children's Hospital. Because you care. Cosair Children's Hospital is a service of NKC Incorporated.
Get wacky all summer long. W-A-K-Y.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You wish that summer could always be here.
Those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Nat King Cole, Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. It's 5:42 now, 18 before 6. A couple of schedule changes on our regular weekend programming coming up this week because of the Reds playing on the West Coast. First of all, Soundtrack of the 60s, normally heard on Sunday morning, will be heard on Saturday afternoon. Gary Owens with Soundtrack of the 60s at 4:05 Saturday afternoon. And then 4th Street Countdown Show, normally heard on Sunday evenings, will be at 5 minutes after noon this Sunday, 12:05. Leonard will be playing all of the songs for the week ending August 11th, 1971 that were popular here in town, followed by a feature on some of my favorite kind of music, rockabilly music. 4th Street Countdown with Leonard Yates at 12:05 Sunday, 5 minutes afternoon. Now, I have some tickets to give away to see James Brown, Sam and Dave, and Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes. They'll be at the Louisville Palace a week from Friday, August 12th. If you'd like to go, get on the telephone. Seventh caller at 571-WAKY wins a pair of tickets. Caller number 7, 571 Wacky. Cocker, and you are so beautiful to me. It's 5:46 at Wacky Radio with Bob Moody, and we have a winner. Seventh caller just a moment ago was Linda Teague of J-Town. Linda wins a pair of tickets to see James Brown, Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes, and Sam and Dave. They'll all be at the Louisville Palace a week from Friday, August the 12th. Keith Landecker will have another pair of tickets to give away tonight between 7 and 10 o'clock on the only station that gives you music and fun. We're Wacky, W-A-K-Y. Tom Jones' version of Benny King's classic, I Who Have Nothing. It's 11 minutes before 6. Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. The air quality is now in the unhealthful category under the new scale at 119. Under last year's scale, the old one, it would have been 211 and in the very unhealthful range. Health advisory has been issued for persons sensitive to ozone, and folks with heart or respiratory problems should stay indoors if at all possible. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.
Honey, if I'm lucky enough to win the first prize in Churchill Downs' Triple Crown Sweepstakes, I'll take you to the Derby, the Preakness, and Belmont next year.
Oh, I'd take the $5,000 in cash.
Oh, think of it. Three great racing weekends, everything paid for, plus $1,000 for us to play with.
I'd buy a mink coat, or maybe I'd build a swimming pool.
Take your choice. Three all-expense-paid VIP weekends for two to the 1984 Triple Crown Classics, or $5,000 in cash if you win the first prize in Churchill Downs' Triple Crown Sweepstakes, plus many other valuable prizes to win. Pick up an official entry form. uniform at any of the admission gates when you come to the races or during visiting hours at the Kentucky Derby Museum. Enter as often as you like from now until September 3rd, 1983. Come out and play and share the tradition of great thoroughbred racing. Tuesday through Saturday, first race, 1:45.
I say we take the trips. Can't you see us sipping juleps at the Derby, eating crab cakes in Baltimore, and doing the town in New York?
Nope. We'll take the $5,000 in cash. I've had my heart set on a
Here's another car buyer who saved money at Sam Swope Pontiac Honda BMW. Your name?
Edward Ernstbacher.
Which model Pontiac did you buy?
It's a J2000, a four-door sedan.
Who is your salesman?
Todd Schaefer.
Mr. Ernstbacher, how did the cost of your new Pontiac compare with other new cars you shopped for?
Well, we went to a Ford place and it was over $10,000, and this one was about $4,000 less.
Sam Swope Pontiac Honda BMW, 4311 Shelbyville Road. Nobody walks away.
And before we get to the weather forecast, you need to know that eastbound traffic on I-64 is backed up from the Grinstead Tunnel at the scene of an accident there all the way to Spaghetti Junction. And, of course, you will want to try to avoid that area if at all possible. Eastbound I-64 backed up from the tunnel at Grinstead Drive all the way to Spaghetti Junction. AccuWeather meteorologist Jerry Tracy calling for clear skies. Tonight, a low of 71 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, very humid, 94 for a high. About the same thing on Friday. Intervals of clouds and sunshine, hot and humid. We do have a slight chance of a thunderstorm Friday. High that day will be 94 degrees as well. It's 92 currently at WAKY. Motown's Temptations. 6 minutes before 6 o'clock at Wacky Radio. Next hour, I'll be giving away a half dozen tickets to the Disc Jockeys Rock and Roll Revival with fireworks finale at the Kentucky State Fair.
Bring me back to a time and a place where the folks all really show they care. Bring me back to a Bob Evans restaurant. That feeling's always there.
Even if you've never been to a Bob Evans Farm restaurant, we'd like to bring you back. Back to a time when folks really cared. Back to a place where you can get everything from farm-fresh sausage and eggs for breakfast to mouth-watering boneless barbecued ribs for dinner. All served up with a generous helping of hospitality. Bob Evans brings you back to all that because we want to keep bringing you back.
On Newburgh Road at I-264 and Hurstbourne Lane at I-64 in Louisville and on I-65 at Route 131 Clarksville.
Say, what's your secret for sobering up in a hurry?
Coffee. Real strong black coffee. That'll sober you up.
I'll just splash some cold water on my face and I'm fine.
Hey, just walk around the fresh air for a while. You'll be okay.
Black coffee. Cold showers. There are a lot of myths about how to get sober, but the truth is it's a lot easier to get drunk than it is to get sober.
I'll be all right just as soon as I get behind the wheel.
That's the most dangerous myth of all. It could be fatal. This message was brought to you by General Motors.
Station for music and fun. We're WAKY Louisville. Zip 40202.
I'm Carol Swanson, WAKY News. Eastbound I-64 traffic is now backed up from Grinstead Drive to Spaghetti Junction due to an accident near the Cochrane Tunnel. More suspects were arrested for murder last year than for any other major felony offense in the city of Louisville. Crime statistics for 1982 show that 36 homicides were reported, resulting in a clearance rate of 97.5%. The lowest clearance rate was in vehicle theft. With 1,645 vehicles reported stolen, only 140 were recovered, or 2.3%. South Central Bell's request for $163 million in rate hikes last week was not the only large request filed with the Public Service Commission. General Telephone and Continental Phone Companies also want more money as a result of the breakup of their parent company, AT&T. Attorney General Steve Beshear announced today that his office is hiring a Washington consultant to analyze those requests, which could double basic service charges. He says his office is also skeptical of claims that measured service is cheaper than the flat rate in the long run. Beshear also says the phone industry seems to be using divestiture and competition as excuses to seek rates far and above those that are fair, just, and reasonable. The commission working on a plan to merge Louisville and Jefferson County governments could finish its work tonight. One of the key questions remaining is collective bargaining. It's now 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Bob Schmidt. General Motors says it'll see the government in court to fight a federal lawsuit involving the company's 1980 X cars. GM denies the charge by the Justice Department that it lied to federal officials about the seriousness of a rear braking problem in the Chevy Citation, Pontiac Phoenix, Olds Omega, and Buick Skylark models. Nearly a quarter million of those cars have been recalled by GM, but the government wants all 1.1 million recalled and wants General Motors to pay fines of $4 million. Director Clarence Ditlow of the Center for Auto Safety says that's not enough.
I think that a $4 million fine for a manufacturer like General Motors is just a drop in the bucket, and we should seek fines much higher. As a matter of fact, one of the things that we're calling on is for Congress to make the penalties meaningful, because $4 million is just nothing.
Ditlow also says the 1981 X cars have the same braking problem the 1980s do, and also should be recalled by General Motors. The government says at least 15 deaths have been blamed on the faulty rear brakes on the 1980 X cars. I'll have more after this.
Hello, this is Tom Morton. I can't come to work today. I have a toothache.
Tom Morton is lying. He won't admit he has hemorrhoids, but he's about to find out Tronolane works better than his old standby, Preparation H. Tronolane not only shrinks swelling, it relieves pain and itching immediately and better with a hospital-used medicine they just don't have.
Hi, it's Tom Morton again. I'm coming to work. My toothache's better.
Switch to Tronolane in cream or suppositories. For temporary relief, use only as directed.
You've got Thursday,
Friday,
and Saturday
to save on Goodyear tires.
Save on every radial auto tire in stock.
Save on every radial light truck tire in stock.
Save on all season radials, white walls, black walls, every Goodyear radial tire in stock.
Everyone saves.
Every radial tire is priced to go during this big three-day tire sale at Goodyear Auto Service Centers and participating Goodyear retailers.
Goodyear's best-selling tires.
In a big selection.
At prices you've been waiting for.
The sale ends Saturday.
Save now with number one, Goodyear.
Three liberal Democrats, Senators Kennedy and Hart, and Massachusetts Congressman Edward Markey, are proposing a ban on sending American combat forces to Central America unless the administration clears it first with Congress. That ban would include the planned U.S. exercises in Honduras later on this year. Senator Kennedy says the Reagan administration has put the nation on a track toward war in Central America without consultation with Congress. Secretary of State Schultz assured congressional leaders he will keep them better informed on U.S. foreign policy moves, such as the ones made recently in Central America. Not having a job won't mean having to do without health care under a Democratic plan which has won approval in the House. Over the next 2 years, the plan would give the states about $4 billion to help about 19 million unemployed people and their families pay their medical bills. Republican Bill Frenzel of Minnesota voted against it for a number of reasons.
This bill duplicates Medicaid, creates a new entitlement, has no means test, will tax the poor to give health care to the more affluent. It will encourage employers to terminate health care plans.
The House plan for health care to the jobless faces an uncertain future in the Senate and a possible presidential veto. The administration says it will make more surplus food available to the needy next month. That on the heels of yesterday's announcement that President Reagan will name a task force on hunger. Police and FBI agents have sealed off the Dirksen Federal Building in Chicago. Inside, police say a man who claims to have a bomb in his briefcase is holding three women hostage in the chambers of Federal Judge John Nordberg. The judge was in court when the hostage situation developed. He has apparently been evacuated along with other people on the 21st floor of that federal building in Chicago. Carolyn Jones, the actress perhaps best known for her portrayal of Morticia on the TV series The Addams Family, has died of cancer at her home in Hollywood. She was 50. President Reagan will wait till the last possible minute before announcing whether he'll seek a second term. That is what members of a conservative group say they heard from the president today. The big three automakers report a 38% sales increase the last 10 days of July. On Wall Street, stocks finished higher, the average price per share up 23 cents. The Dow Jones Industrials nearly 10 points higher. This is ABC News.
This summer, Sheraton wants you to know that Sheraton loves kids. The good times start with free balloons and fun-in-the-sun visors, a swimming pool, restaurants that offer great food for the whole family. Your kids will love the burgers. And with Sheraton's family plan, two children 17 and under stay free within your room. Come to Sheraton for a vacation the whole family will love. Call the Sheraton Value Line at 800-325-3535 for details of Sheraton's family plan. Come see how Sheraton loves kids.
For the ABC Information Network, I'm Bob Schmidt.
The hot weather's going to continue, and it's also going to become more humid again. I'm meteorologist Jerry Tracy with WAKY's exclusive AccuWeather. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 71. For tomorrow, partly sunny, hot, and more humid, high 94. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, the low 71. On Friday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, still hot and humid. There could be a thunderstorm, high 94. I'm WAKY AccuWeather meteorologist Jerry Tracy.
At 6:05, we have mostly sunny skies, 93 degrees at WAKY.
The rest of the story with Paul Harvey, brought to you locally by Corporate Computer Services, 1800 Plant Side Drive, phone 491-DATA.
Hello, Americans, I'm Paul Harvey. You know what the news is. In a minute, you're going to hear the rest of the story.
Lee Pappas is a former breast cancer patient.
The help that I want to give as a Reach to Recovery volunteer basically is one of emotional support from one female to another female that has just been through the same experience.
What Lee Pappas does is part of your American Cancer Society's effort to help serve and rehabilitate cancer patients. Help support all of the Society's cancer-fighting work. Give generously.
Starting right now, it does not make any difference which brand of carpet you buy. As long as on the underside you can read the words Wear Dated, W-E-A-R, Wear Dated, then you have the whole of Monsanto on your side. You get a Monsanto warranty, you get a Monsanto phone number, your Wear Dated carpet's on Monsanto computers. Any time of the day or night, you can telephone free for advice on erasing a spill. Now, this carpet investment, as big as the investment in an automobile, comes to you with a giant corporate name standing behind it if it is Wear Dated, because then it's warranted by Monsanto. Now, the rest of the story. Elmer was the father of three small boys, and one day he brought them home a toy with which to play, and they were enchanted by the toy. It seemed every time Elmer turned around, at least one of the children was enjoying this new plaything. Then one day all three youngsters were off somewhere. The little toy had been left alone. And that the toy was momentarily childless intrigued Elmer at first. Then he remembered something one of the boys had said a while back. He had asked, "Why does it do that, Daddy?" And Elmer then had smiled. But now he lifted the little plaything from the floor and took it into his study. From that day on, the children did not see much of their toy because Daddy was playing with it. I mean, day and night, Daddy was playing with it. He began referring to the toy not as it, but as he. Daddy would say he is more intelligent than the most brilliant human. He knows things instinctively that no person could ever figure out on his own. If only he could talk, he would surely amaze us. Of course, the toy most certainly could not talk. But Elmer grew determined to help it do so. Elmer was an inveterate tinkerer, always had been. Even as a youngster growing up in Cortland, New York, he would become fascinated with some gadget or other and could not rest until he had discovered what made it work. His passionate curiosity made trouble more than once. There was one time Elmer was mixing some chemicals, set fire to the veranda of his parents' home. And there was one time he rigged up a homemade glass blowing outfit and almost blew up one of his playmates. Neighbors called him bright but unstable. And often it appeared he was doing his best to live down to that reputation. But now here it is, it's many years later, and Elmer is all grown up, and yet he is as curious as ever he was as a little boy. And he continued to study his children's toy until it and he were fast friends. Now, you look up the name Elmer A. Sperry in an encyclopedia. Prepare to be impressed. The sophisticated equipment which can find true north without a magnetic needle. The fantastic devices which permit an airplane to fly blind and which keep a ship stable in a storm. Elmer Sperry was the father of those inventions. The Sperry gyroscope and the Sperry gyro compass revolutionized the science of navigation. Yet they were inspired in the first place by something which for several centuries had merely been a captivating toy. All of your life you've known about gyro stabilizers on ocean vessels and about the autopilots on aircraft, but now I hope you'll always remember the day Elmer Sperry surprised his three sons with a little gift, a spinning toy top. Because now you know the rest of the story.
As a leading business executive, your company no doubt thrives on computerization. But computerization is much more than a piece of hardware. At Corporate Computer Services, the parent company of Computer Revolution, the computerization of your company begins with a comprehensive feasibility study. This study enables Corporate Computer Services to fully understand your business so they can accurately propose a system to fulfill your needs. So call Corporate Computer Services today at 491-DATA. Remember, Corporate Computer Services is the parent company of Computer Revolution, Louisville's leading retailer of Texas Instruments products. Call Corporate Computer Services today at 491-DATA for a comprehensive feasibility study. Corporate Computer Services, 1800 Plant Side Drive. Call 491-DATA today. The rest of the story with Paul Harvey was brought to you locally by Corporate Computer Services, 1800 Plantside Drive, phone 491-DATA.
W-A-K-Y. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips.
Standing there set in your way was that you were not blind.
This isn't how it was set up to be, but I'll set you free this time. Those are the Birds from 1966, and before that, the Righteous Brothers, and You've Lost That Loving Feeling. This is Bob Moody of Wacky Radio, Wednesday afternoon. It's 18 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:18. Week from tomorrow, I take off on vacation. Really looking forward to this trip. Going to England and Scotland again this time, a few different places. And here's a word from the folks that set it all up for me.
Travel new places, explore the world. We can send you treasure, business safaries and escapades anytime. Everywhere.
We're white beaches and sunny skies, exotic rendezvous. We're gentle waves and sparkling seas for a romantic cruise. Best slopes and powdery snow, a winter wonder. Traditional.
Bright lights and exciting nights, bare feet on moonlit sand. We're jet takeoffs and high flying fun. We're ships, rail, travel too.
Travel,
travel professionals. International, we're bringing the world to you.
I'm off to work, I got my jewels.
I'm on the phone. sugarless jewels.
I got flavor so tremendous. I got taste so stupendous. I got flavor, I got taste. I got jewels.
Jewels sugarless gum is center filled with great juicy flavor.
In spearmint, cinnamon, and bubble gum.
I got